The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Time for 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. And I'm going to be very selfish and just be as honest as I possibly can. My wife is sick. She's struggling. You know, she went to bed early, slept in late. I've been trying to get her tea and all this stuff. She's not feeling good. John Chapman's feeling great. I spent, what time is it? It's 11 o'clock. 3.5 straight hours doing nothing but watching defensive tackle tape. And I could not be happier. And I know that doesn't matter to other people, but I'm just telling you right now, sometimes I do shows where I want to be selfish, and that's this show. This is a selfish John Chapman meat and potato show that I really hope you enjoy. And if you're not a Niners fan, this show's for you. If you are a Niners fan, this show's for you. We're talking defensive tackles. That's it. And if I'll get to the questions and all that stuff. So if you have questions, we'll get to that at the end of the show. And I do want to let you know, tomorrow I'm doing a joint show with the No Huddle Podcast, which I love those guys, Al Sacco, Brian Rennick. That's going to be at 3:15 p.m. It'll be on this YouTube channel as well and on our podcast. That's going to be more 49ers stuff. This is going to be defensive tackles. Now, the good news is there's overlap. So even if you're not a Niners fan, you're going to get a lot of stuff that you could, you know, take away from this. But we're going to put a Niners slant on everything. You know, I have grades for the top 11 defensive tackles in my book that I'm never finished. You're never finished with a prospect. But this is, I'm telling you guys, I'm happy right now. I am really, really happy right now. So anyway, as we do this, so here's what I want to do. I want to start at the top just because I think that's more healthy to do that. And we're just going to dive in. I have no clue how long this show is going to happen. I know for the clicks and all that stuff, top 10 would have been a better title, but I had 11 guys in similar tiers. And I didn't feel right leaving one of them out. That's the way we're going to do it. And so we're going to dive into stats and measurements and scheme fits and write-ups and background and majors and all that stuff. So the Niners are drafted a defensive tackle. I don't care. Yeah, and this spans, you know, these top 11 guys, they span first through fourth round. So not necessarily first round, but these are all targets for the 49ers at all four levels: first round, second round, third round, fourth round. Some of them might slip because of medicals or off the field stuff. We don't have access to that, but that's okay. And I'm excited. David, my man, appreciate all the help. He says, looking forward to this one. What's up, JP? I love it. He says, you know, I submitted my tournament picks, and the flag football team is undefeated so far. Plus, you had a new kiddo. Dude, JP living the dream, and it makes me happy. And if you're wondering about the tournament picks, we're giving away a free autographed Deion Sanders jersey. It's the 49ers Rush Bracket Challenge. It is free to enter for anybody that's on our Patreon or the 49ersrush.com. That's the instructions are up there. You better get them in quick. We've had a lot of entries. If you're not a part of those, go sign up for a free trial. You got the access right there. If you sign up on the 49ersrush.com, instructions are on the friend of the channel page or on our betting page. Two different ways you can get that. If you're on Patreon, just scroll down our homepage. You'll see it on the feed there. If you don't want to do either of those, you can Venmo $10 to Jonathan-Chapman-2, and I'll send you the link and password that's there. If you want to make sure the spelling's right on Venmo, look at the description of this podcast or video. That is there. So appreciate you guys. Love all the hashtag CCs. Shot J, he's always the best. Sorry to hear Miss Chapman's under the way. She doesn't have the flu. She doesn't have a temperature. She ain't got COVID. She just doesn't feel good. So hopefully she'll be all right. Josh, he says, the IU drama making Miss Chapman sick. I don't think that's what it is, Josh, but I like where your head's at. I appreciate it. Vince, Mike, Mosquito Killer. We got an all-star crowd here. Phil's in the house. This is going to be fun, man. This is going to be fun. And Vince says, you know, sorry I missed the mock draft episode. Excited to talk defensive tackles. Man. Vince, can we dive into the defensive tackles we have already? How long their contracts are? Ooh, I might have to pull that up. But, you know, we've got two more years of Hargrave, right? You've got Kalia Davis. That's it. You know, he's got 3 years left. You've got 1 year left with Malik Collins that could be two, $10 million option. The 49ers, that's what that is. And so outside of that, you're not really counting on much. The rest are kind of one-year stop. You do not have a long-term defensive tackle. You don't. You really, really don't. That you can rely on. Doesn't mean they're not great players. Hargraves, 2 years. Malik Collins, 1 year with an option for the second. You need long-term developmental defensive tackles. Sin. The best. She says, hey, John, good to catch you live. Let's go, let's go, let's go. So, my number one defensive tackle, this is no secret. My favorite player in the draft, regardless of position, regardless of round, if I had to hang my hat on a player that just will not miss, and, you know, nobody is quote-unquote, you know, draft-proof, it's Byron Murphy out of Texas. I love this guy. I'm a Longhorn. I get it. And I think whenever you see my other Texas, you know, ranking, that'll balance it out a little bit because I'm a little lower on Tavondre Sweat than probably most. But Byron Murphy, I could not be higher on. Like, that dude is borderline top 10 player for me. He is so damn good. 6 foot, 297. And so I get it. He's undersized. He doesn't play like it. One of my favorite things was, you watch Texas just line up. Like, you can learn about a player through the film. That's what tells you most everything. But you learn about Byron Murphy from still shots. Texas will line up with a nose tackle and 2-3 techniques in the B gap sometimes. Do you know who the nose tackle is? It's not the 366-pound Tavondre Sweat. No, 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 no. It is the sub-300-pound Byron Murphy. Lined up at nose guard, shade of the center, doing the dirty, dirty work. I'm telling you right now, this dude's awesome. He's young. He's 21 years old. Consistent disruptor. Agility and change of pace, second to none. Wins in so many different ways. Like, the dude can shoot the gap. Hands are great. Is it possible to have, like, a top bend athlete? You know, that's an edge thing that we use. For a guy that plays nose tackle, because that's what happens. I mean, whatever you want from him, you get it in spades. Fits every scheme. Disruptor, you want him against the run. You want him pass rush. Got it, got it, got it, got it. The only issues with him is, you know, lack of size, that hurts. Good versus double teams, which doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. A sub-300-pound guy. And he's stronger than almost anybody else. He had 28 bench press reps, huge. When he swings his arms, linemen move. He clubs ear holes. You'll see him, like, purposefully aim to to hit that ear hole, and it hurts. Like, he wants to hurt them consistently all game. And you'll see him wind up like Mike Tyson, and you'll see in the third, fourth quarter, those centers and guards, they'll start to dip. And like, he affects them. Linemen are happy when they look up at number 90. Byron Murphy from Texas is lined up elsewhere. They don't want to go against him. Anchors well. Most bend I've ever seen from a nose guard type player. Now, Texas rotated a lot. You know, 423 snaps, that's not great, but it's fine. It's not an issue. PFF grades, good Lord, 91.1 overall, 91.5. You're not going to find a negative. He's incredible. You can't block him. He won't stay on a block to save his life. Like, you don't let people lock on him. He does everything. My player comp for him is Grady Jarrett. Athletic comps, Robert Kimdichie, who never really panned out, but the athleticism's there with the motor and all those things. And 49ers fit, 1 to 10, he's a perfect 10. I think I'm probably going to have about 10 separate players out of the 250 that will be perfect 10 ratings. Byron Murphy's one of them. Perfect 10. He fits, you know, he's the body type-wise, he's a more athletic Javon Hargrave. A little bit smaller, but stronger and more athletic. This dude's perfect. I don't think there's a chance the Niners get him. I wish they would get him. I wish they could. I freaking love this dude. Oh, JP, member for 4 months, man. Appreciate that. He says, is Isaac Fools gold, or do his numbers project well for a first full season? I see a dog on tape. Also PTSD from the last cornerback from the NFC South. Yeah, I mean, look, how do I say this? He's talking about the cornerback, Isaac Yeadom, who we got. He's an interesting player. And I've seen people say, you know, he's going to be a starter and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just like, man, I do not see that. The contract, you know, hasn't been leaked. I don't think that this is a player that's competing for a starting spot. I really, really don't. I think this is a special teams depth piece. I want to do some film work on him, but I'm not excited about him, and I'm more excited about these draft guys and whatever else, but I need to get one done. I'm sorry. I like him. I don't think he's a starter for us. I really, really don't. You look at what he's done. He started how many games? He started 9 games in the past 3 years with 4 teams. You see what I'm saying? Like, don't get hyped about this kid. Don't get, like, he's a depth piece special teams guy. I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't even make it to the 53-man roster. So anything you get from him is great. And whenever you don't get the contract information out, that means it's almost a vet minimum deal or close to it. I haven't seen the numbers on it yet. It hasn't been publicized too much. So we'll see how we feel about that. Break it 80. What's up, man? He said, appreciate the analysis. But here's to a kick-ass draft. Like and subscribe. I love it, man. Ooh, ooh. We're already getting some stuff. Now, so that's my guy, Byron Murphy. Now, whenever I do my rankings, and so, like, I'm stealing this from Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. They say this all the time. You start with a real wide net, and you're just trying to get guys placed. So I go through, watch a little bit of tape, not even full games. Try to get an idea of their game. Look at their production. Try to get them just in the right neighborhood, right? What round? Fourth to fifth round type guy. First to second round type guy. All that stuff. Then you do the combine. Then you plug in all the, you know, analytics, metrics, all that stuff. Then you go back and watch full game tapes, usually two. And you try to get them into the right street. And then the process still goes. So just because I have Byron Murphy one now, he'll be my number one throughout this whole draft process. I'll tell you that. That's how big of a gap there is. But a lot of guys will shift. I'll watch another tape, and I'll see him against a pro player that I haven't seen before. And, okay, now I can see his upside here in this game. Maybe that was just a bad game I watched first. And so we'll move them around. These are never final. You know, evaluations on players always change. Even whenever I coached, you would set your starting depth chart before two-a-days, after two-a-days, right? And then you'd go into the first week and you'd have it set. By, you know, a month in, you realize, man, certain players just didn't pan out. They play better at practice. They're better gamers, blah, blah, blah. Lights come on, they change. It's always a moving process, but we're trying to constantly narrow and get players into their spots, right? But in this top two, I think it's a two-horse race. Byron Murphy's number one for me, but for a lot of people, Jerzon Newton, Johnny Newton, out of Illinois. Damn good player, fun player. I have zero problem whatsoever if somebody has him as the defensive tackle one. Yeah, I put this poll up on Twitter just right before we went live, and I just said, you know, who would be your number one defensive tackle if all were available? Byron Murphy, the second, got 81.5% of votes. Jerzon Newton got 18.5% of votes, right? So it's not that close by wide margin. Not that Twitter polls are scientific, but that's kind of where they are. And those numbers are staying true. There's a lot more votes. There's like 250 votes now, and the numbers are percentages are about the same. Johnny Newton's awesome. Now, as you watch him, there's a little bit more issues with him. One, he's young, 21 years old, 6'2", 295. He's coming off, you know, a Jones fracture, so he didn't test, so you don't have all the metrics. Not too concerned about the Jones fracture, to be honest with you. It was just, you know, pinky toe issue. That's what it was. But this dude's, he's got it all. He's a damn good player, very violent. Probably doesn't have the motor I liked. I'm a big motor guy. Kerry Hyder will live in my heart forever because he's just somebody that doesn't stop. And he might not win on first try, second try, third, fourth try, he'll get you. And he got 9.5 sacks for the 49ers doing just that, right? And so Jerzon Newton's not the high motor guy that a lot are, but I mean, shoot, he was the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, you know? Like, he's got it. That's incredible. That's what he brings. So here we go. Undersized penetrator, very hard to evaluate because his body type doesn't fit the tape at all, right? So he's undersized, but he's a power player. He's a 6'2", 295 power defensive tackle. You don't see that very often. Smaller defensive tackles, they usually move really well. Sideline to sideline agility, you don't see that with Jerzon Newton. He's small, not very agile. He's power. He's he's going upfield. He's not a side-to-side, change of direction guy. That doesn't show on tape. Consistently plays in the offensive side of the ball. He is moving vertically consistently. Players cannot stick to their blocks on him, just manhandles. His hands are mean, really mean. And probably my favorite thing about these top two guys, Byron Murphy and Newton, when they're heavy-handed, and what that means is when you see them strike an offensive lineman, the offensive lineman heads pop back. They move. They are in the control of this situation. Johnny Newton's mean. He is a mean player. Great at setting up the pass rush. Seems to always have a plan. He's calculus whenever it comes to pass rusher. Like, he's got it. Very good versus zone runs because he runs through his guy. So, you know, he's not swimming over the top and outrunning to the edges. No. Let's say they're doing an outside zone and he gets reached. He sticks his freaking hands on the titted three driving the steering wheel, and he just drives that ball, the blocker, all the way through the sideline. He's not a swim over the top and finesse. No finesse to this guy's game at all. Not a high motor guy. A compact lower body, that's where he wins. Now, the one thing that I did dislike, I thought his best tape was early in games, not late in games. It seems like the motor, seems like the, you know, whether that's just conditioning and whatever else, first quarter tape's better than fourth quarter tape. Now, I've watched three games on him. That doesn't define him. That is, right, one fourth of the season that I'm grading that on. Obviously need to watch. His elite first step disappears late in games. Double teams can be an issue. Pad level gets high later in games. That's an issue. But then you look at him, he played 749 snaps, right? You look at Byron Murphy, he played 423. So he has a damn good right to be tired. Newton does. Because he's playing twice as much. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference there. The defensive line depth at Texas, second to none in the NFL. I mean, in NCAA. Illinois, not so much.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
So maybe you back Newton down to a 30-35 snap rate game instead of where he's at now, 55-60 snaps per game. It's just too much. Now he can line up everywhere, 8 sacks, 7 quarterback hits, batted balls, does everything, explosiveness, block shedding, that's where he wins, pass rush moves, he's got the most. He's just a damn good player. Here's my athletic comps for him. Sheldon Richardson's my athletic comp. Kalijah Kansi, who just came out last year, is my play style comp. Very similar. And I've got a first round grade on him. 49ers fits an 8. Really, really high. Not as much as Byron Murphy. The motor, that's an issue for me. And the agility side to side, that's an issue for me. Small. I still got a first round grade on him. If the 49ers took Johnny Newton, you know, at number 31, none would be happier than me. None. Would be happier than me. I'm seeing some comments in the chat I cannot put up there. Real Deal Sports, glad to have you with us. Dwight Freeney and John Randall were short arm guys. Sometimes that can be used as an advantage. A lot of smaller dudes did well against long armed guys like Armstead. Yeah, the NFL is a matchup league, and sometimes you can exploit those things. Sometimes you can't. And yeah, I'm with you. I like that. And JP, I like this. What kind of defensive tackle y'all feel like we should draft, pass rusher or run stuffer? Niners love run stuffers. That's just what it is they want. Now, you look at, again, Newton, his run defense, 75.1. You look at Byron Murphy's, 92. See the difference? PFF scores aren't the end-all be-all, but you watch that tape. If it's flow away, Byron Murphy will find a way to the ball. If it's flow away, Johnny Newton's, he's trotting that one out. Like, he's not a turn and chase guy. He's not a turn guy. He's not a chase guy. Byron Murphy has everything, right? That's why Byron Murphy's one for me. It's, you can't find weaknesses in his game. He's clean. He's just clean. Johnny Newton was asked to do a lot more, way more often. Because of that, his game, you know what his game is. Both are three down players in the NFL. And right here, real deal. Can't spend a high pick on run stuffer only. Guy needs to be able to do both. Yeah, both these guys are pass rushers first. I would argue Byron Murphy is by far the better run defender. You could argue Newton's the better pass rusher. That's a fair statement. But run, we're not even discussing. That's why I have Murphy at a 10, 49ers fit, Newton at an 8. That's where we're at. Real quick, off-topic question. I love it, Logan. Chapman, do you believe the Niners, this is the Niners' last chance to win a Super Bowl? God, no. No. Not even close. I understand that people are going to put that stuff out there because that gets clicks and all that stuff. And nah, that's ridiculous. You've got a 23-year-old quarterback. No, absolutely not. That's ridiculous. You got a good quarterback. Things are going to be all right. You got a very solid base to your team. You have one of the best coaches and play callers in the NFL. I understand there's hiccups. I understand, you know, it's not the perfect dream scenario. This might be the best chance to win a Super Bowl. I thought last year was one play away in the fourth quarter, one play away in overtime. Didn't seal the deal. But no, this team's built for long-term success. The way they built the roster, the way they've extended all of the contracts 1 year at a time, right? It's a rolling machine. The salary cap bumping up, that's huge. We got our draft picks in the future, not our fifth rounder. Not too concerned. Really not too concerned at all. Window is not even close to closed. Anybody that keeps saying that, I disagree with. That doesn't mean you shouldn't listen to them, but I just don't buy it. I really, really don't. You got a quarterback, you're in it. You got good coaching staff, you're in it. And the 49ers are nowhere near a cap hell coming up at any time in the next several years. It just doesn't make sense. Right here, Real Deal. Just ask Bosa how much he'd love to have a beast like Murphy along the middle of that line. Fisk, too. Yeah, let's get to Fisk. Let's get to the tier two guys. And so let's go with my number three, okay? This is my number three player. So I got Byron Murphy, one. And I got Johnny Newton, too. That's my top tier guys. Those are my first round graded players. My next tier, there's only one player in it. And he's got one of the funnest names in the history of the world. Rook, a row, row, row. That is awesome. I have Rook above everybody else. And I have him in a tier by himself. He's an upper second round pick. That's where I see him in the film. Okay, so let's dive into Rook, a row, row, row. Which is just the coolest freaking name ever. My name is John. How boring is that? John Chapman. At least my middle name is Lamar. That's kind of cool. But like a row, 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 and his first name's Rook? Just a badass, man. Okay, 6'4", 295. So he's got more height. 34-inch arms, long arms. Long arms. Ran a 4.8940. He can scoot. 1.610 yard. Fast. Just fast. 29 bench press reps. 22 years old. Built like a giant linebacker. No bad tape. This is a Clemson kid that's been in the Clemson program, and he looks like a Clemson athlete. They have manufactured defensive linemen peppered throughout the entire NFL. Consistently, Rook is just another cog in the machine. Moves incredibly well. Lower body explosiveness might be best in class. Just his burst off the snap. Ooh, man, it's nice. Plays like the Energizer Bunny, great at pushing the pocket, you know, pushing the guy into the quarterback's leg. He bull rushes, and whenever he gets his leverage, I mean, you're talking about that flat back, right? So if you're going through the hips, through the shoulders, through the arms, think about somebody attacking a sled. Like, this is prototypical defensive tackle tape. Whenever you watch Rook, who's 6'4", it's harder for him to get his leverage, but man, his technique and his form, whoo! Yeah, coach, like, coaches just love that stuff. My first coaching job was defensive line. Love it, man. He gets his hands up better than anybody else, so he'll rush and he'll look through his hands. Like, a lot of these guys, I knock big time. One of my biggest pet peeves as a D-line coach is somebody, like, whenever I say I want you to look through your hands, I'm trying to simulate this, whatever, is you're playing under your pads, behind your pads, right? If I'm under my pads, that's more of an old line look. I'm losing my power. So you think about like an incline press or a clean and jerk, like you're looking through your hands. Rook's the best at that. Several defensive tackles in this class, they pop straight up and they want to look. Groundhogs, right? Peeping their head out. You lose all leverage. You lose all strength. You're relying on athleticism and God-given talent. You're not using technique. Rook is power plus technique. Clean. Very clean. Coach is going to love this dude. Refuses to stay blocked. Stout and short yardage. Can play all over the D-line. Great hustle pursuit player. Now, Clemson. Blue chip program. Guess what? 409 snaps. So again, Byron Murphy, 400 snaps. Rook, 400 snaps. Johnny Dude, 700 plus, closer to 800. That's the difference. Newt, he says, Rook, the wrecker. David says, Rook sounds like a great fit. Rook has the name, the look, plays with reckless abandon. Great player. Real Deal Sports, I appreciate you. Vince, like somebody, pay attention, guys. This dude does the work. Appreciate all the help he's helping with me. Big fan of Rook. Awesome story, too. I don't have that story in my notes. I need to learn that. So anyway, I appreciate that very, very much. Right here, real deal. Rook is good. Murphy is a different cat. Repeatedly pushes centers in the quarterback's lap. It does it in a hurry. Yeah, I'm with you there. I really, really like Rook, man. Hey, what's up, man? Daryl, he says, hey, brother, shout out your email. My email is 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. So if you want to send me something, whether that's, you know, you just want to share a story you think's cool, or you want to ask a question for the podcast later that's a little bit longer than, you know, goes in the live chat, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com, always open. I try to get to everybody. Now, a couple more things just about Rook. 5 sacks this year, 4 quarterback hits, 1 batted ball, but I love he blitzes. And he has always paid attention, looking through the hands, which is a plus. And times up, gets his hands up. Like, he is going to bat a lot of balls down. He only had 1 last year, but he affects the quarterback throwing motion consistently. And that's multiple games. PFF scores. 75.8 overall, 66.9 pass rush, 78.6 run defense. My favorite thing about him is the film. The film just grades positive, looks the part. Analytics, not as much on his side. I'm a coach. That's the way I look through things, right? He is a coach's guy. That's what he is. My favorite thing about him, the versatility and just the leverage and power that he plays with. Nick Fairley is my athletic comp, my play style comp. David Onyemata, I've got a 2nd-round grade on him. 49ers fit, I got a 9. I think he fits better than Johnny Newton, but his ceiling, nowhere near that. Nowhere near that. Logan, any chance we get any of the top-tier defensive tackles in the 2nd, 3rd round? Yeah. Originally, I thought Rook was going to be like a 3rd-round type guy. Now he's 2nd, and he's probably going to be off the board before our 2nd pick. So this is a – maybe he falls because this is a good defensive tackle class. And as we talk about these guys in this kind of 2nd, 3rd tier, I think there's 4. There's a solid 4 defensive tackles with 2nd round, depending on what you want. this question, is he strong like, you know, Aaron Donald? I don't ever like comping players to kind of the best of their position or anomalies. I don't know if he did bench press. Not that that, yeah, he did 29. He's strong, man. I wonder where Aaron Donald's. I don't like comparing to the best, like at any position. I really, really don't, because it's just not fair. How many, Aaron Donald did 35 bench press reps, Root did 29. Aaron Donald was 285, Root's 295, but Aaron Donald's 6'1. Right, with 32-inch arms. This dude's got 34-inch arms. So bench press is going to get more difficult. Nobody's as strong as Aaron Donald. That's why I don't use him as a comp. Yeah, 28's more than okay. 29's great. I wonder what the percentage is here. I can tell you. For Rook, as far as the bench press, he's in the top 64 percentile of defensive tackles in the NFL. So he's better than average. Longer arms, always an issue with bench press. That's why John Chapman here, bench press all-star, baby. not really. I think whenever I graduated, I was benching like 315. Like, I could do that like once. That was my max. But my short, stocky self walking around with short arms, it was kind of cheating. Anyway, that's where that is. So, that's my number 3. Now, I have these next 3 players, and I'll tell you their names. Chris Jenkins, Tavondre Sweat, and Braden Fisk. I got them clustered together, and I struggle with who I like more, and I've changed these guys around. Rook is by himself. I got the top 2 guys, Byron Murphy, right, and Johnny Newton. They're by themselves, first-round talents. Rook's by himself, early second-round talent for me. These other guys, I got second-round grades on, but I would take Rook over them hands down easily. Okay. Let's talk about Chris Jenkins. Right here, Logan. Hell yeah. Chris Jenkins, right? Chris Jenkins. Somebody get that reference. Hope so. 6'3", 305 Michigan. And he is the Mutant is his nickname, which is awesome. You know, he's son of Chris Jenkins, who played for the Panthers and Jets and was a two-time All-Pro. His uncle played for the Packers. It's pedigree, baby. He's got it in spades. He is that damn good. 34-inch arms, long arms, 4940. And, I mean, 29 bench press reps, just like Rook. Strong, 22 years old. Leadership and physical freak. That's what I got with him. Great change of direction on tape. But, man, you watch his combine, it was terrible. Like, his nickname's the Mutant, and he looks the part, and he plays the part. Combine, whole time I was like, really? I was really, I don't know the word. I was underwhelmed by his entire combine performance. But the tape is fine. You always go tape. Tape is everything. But you love it when the tape and the measurements match and the workouts match. They didn't match. So, like, he plays up. The body type looks it, the tape looks it, measurements, the analytics, and the workout. I was just like, man, it was rough. Can flat out tech over series. That's one of my favorite things about him. Like, NBA Jam is what I wrote in my notes. Like, he's heating up, he's on fire, right? Like, that dude makes a play, like, hold your breath, baby. Next play's coming too. Like, I don't know what it is, but whenever he gets going, he is streaky. In a positive way. Not like bad plays were stacked. I didn't see that. But whenever he makes a play, the whole team feeds off of it. And watch out. Like, there was one play. I forget who he was playing against. I think it was Ohio State, where he made three consecutive plays in a row. And it was just, like, freaking awesome. But you saw that repeatedly, where he would make a tackle, then he'd almost get the pass rush. Or he'd make a tackle, and then he'd make another heroic play and almost be right there. I love how he will look completely blocked. Like, it's like, okay, this play, he got owned. Oh, nope. Oh, look at that. He chased it down. Like, relentless. He will be a linebacker's best friend in the run game. Amazing first pullers. Knows how to wrong shoulder with the best of them. So, like, pulling trap plays and counters. Dude shuts it down. His linebackers will stay clean consistently. So, if you are a team that really, really values stopping the run, Chris Jenkins is going to be high on your list.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a team that really wants pass rush productivity from your defensive tackles, not going to be on your list. That's not what he does. He is a run stuffer, a pure run stuffer. Might be the best run game team player in this draft. He makes everybody better around him. But pass rush productivity, almost non-existent. 2 sacks, 0 quarterback hits this past year, 418 snaps, rotation at Michigan. Look at these numbers, right? 82.7 overall, PFF. 70.5 pass rush, not his thing. 82.3 in the run game. 12.6 run stop percentage. That's great. Block shedding, hand technique, and tackles. That's what he does. My athletic comp was Amobi Okoye. Remember the first round dude that went to the Texans? I think he was drafted like 20. And my play style comp, Jonathan Bullard. I got a mid to late second round grade. 49ers fit? 8. We love run stuffers. John, like Ridgeway, you remember him? Like, that's what he plays like. That's what he looks like. He just doesn't have the measurables to match that. Ridgeway's huge, but he plays like Ridgeway, who we just had. Now, he's probably going to be a two-down guy. Yeah. Oh, there we go. I'm glad that people got my Leroy Jenkins. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Shot J. Vince. Oh, nice. Whenever everybody gets my reference, I know I did a good job. There we go. Logan says, Wayne Breezy guy, Michigan boy, big time. And yeah, the combine performance, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. But I was expecting a lot more. I really, really was. Right here, David, he says, John, is Tyler Davis, defensive tackle Cleveland, Clemson, a guy we get third or fourth round. I've got a later round grade on him. Again, I've done my first level. He's not my top 11. So again, my neighborhood for him was a day three pick. I have not fully diagnosed all of them and done 2 to 3 games on him. And whenever I watch a player like Rook, I blind out everybody else. I blind out everybody else. Now, whenever I go through my top kind of 3-round players that I think are 49ers fits, what I will do next time is a wider view, right? So I don't know if I should like it, it's ridiculous, the process. It's stupid, but it's just the way I do it. I'm sure other people do it different ways. But like whenever I'm first doing, I'm just paying attention to the tree. My third go through, I pay attention to the forest. Right. And I'm looking, okay, how does his get off compare to the other defensive tackle? How does he look against this NFL draft worthy interior offensive lineman versus non-offensive lineman? Right now, it's just, I want to watch this dude, and I'm just watching every single snap from the game. That's the process I'm in now. Haven't got through that process right now with Tyler Davis. My first glance, I said day three pick. You said third to fourth round. I'm thinking fifth to sixth round. But again, I haven't done my in-depth study on him. I got a long ways to go. So that's where we are. Vince, thank you, brother. He says, John with the classic references this morning. I live for gifts, memes, and references. Those are my love languages. Those are my 4 food groups. I know I only said 3. That's okay. Next up, let's do this, baby. Let's get back to my Texas guy. And that's Tavondre Sweat, my number 5. That's my number 5 guy. So Byron Murphy 1, Newton 2, Rook 3, Chris Jenkins 4. Tavondre Sweat, he's number 5, and he is, how do you say this, an acquired taste. I think that there are several teams in the NFL that won't even have him on their board. Why? Because he is just huge. He's a big dude, 6'4", 366, gigantic. he's just so freaking big, 10 1/8 inch hands. He ran a 5'2", 40. He ran the same 40 that Chris Jenkins. No, not Chris Jenkins. I had somebody that like ran the same 40. Anyway, I just delete that last statement. But like, I mean, he's 23 years old. He's older, and he's played in 62 games. It took a while for him to get where he was. Conditioning was an issue. Weight control is an issue. All those things are an issue. But the positive is, he got better 5 consecutive years in a row. I've seen every single play this dude's ever played. High school, college, I love him. He's a great dude. And like everybody loves him. He played 13 games as a freshman, but still had a ways to go. And this is a snap, you know, you got to watch the snap count. But here's what's crazy. He played 503 snaps. He played more snaps at 366 than Byron Murphy did. See what I'm saying? Like, he's weird as hell. It won the Outland Trophy for best interior defensive lineman, unanimous All-American, Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. His brother, Josh Sweat, plays for the Eagles. I thought we were going to have a chance to get him. Yeah, that pass rusher, that's his brother. Played basketball, Huntsville, Texas kid. And gosh, man, he makes no sense. And he makes plays 2 to 3 times a game where you can't sit down. I watch Texas games from home now because I live in California. I used to go to the games all the time. But, like, you jump up out of your chair. It's just like, hell yeah. And you'll see the sideline respond. Like, he is energy encapsulated in a 360-pound body. And he riles up the whole team, the whole stadium. And just, like, he just makes head-scratching plays. He can do it all. Collapses the pocket consistently. You can't stop him. Like, now, he'll go through. His bull rush is good. he's so big, he's not swim moving and all that stuff. But he will always push the guard or the center back all the time. Insane feat for a 360-pound guy. Can do it all. You know, snap counts are going to be an issue in the NFL. Might just be a first, second down guy only. Might be it. You can use him in the pass, you know, third down if you want to collapse the pile. If you got a short quarterback, that's it. Like, he had 2 sacks, 2 quarterback hits last year and 500 snaps. That's, you know what I mean? Good hands, uses his hips way better than most big men. Pad level's an issue. He stands up a little bit too much and does this stuff. If a team prioritizes stopping the run, they will love Sweat. 62 games played. That's stupid. Let's look at the numbers. 91.7 overall PFF grade. Not bad. He doesn't have bad snaps. 85.3 pass rush, 92.0 run defense. Gosh, man. But an 88.9 true pass rush. The body type says run stuffer only. The film says he could do it all. This dude scored offensive touchdowns. In Texas, he scored multiple touchdowns. They put him in as the fullback, extra tight end, and they threw passes to this dude. And he caught him. Multiple touchdown passes. Like, he is fun as hell, man. Terrence Cody is my athletic comp. Kendrick Ellis is my play style. I got a mid to late second round pick. And I put a 49ers fit as a 6. It just, we've never had a guy like that. We really, really haven't. And it doesn't mean we can't, but he's a weird cat. Right here, Paul says, you know, Tavondre Sweat or Fisk. I like both those guys. I like Tavondre Sweat better. That's just me. And so let's see here. Get some more comments on here. Vince, Sweat would be a fun locker room guy. Everybody loves him, man. You will not find anybody that says anything negative about him. It just doesn't happen. Would love to have him in the rotation. Could wear interior guys down over the game. It's kind of – the 49ers are a perfect fit roster-wise for a guy like him because he would just step into that Javon Kinlaw role. He's not a Javon Kinlaw type player, but he would play that role where you got your starters, like Malik Collins, your starter, Hargrave's your starter, Sweat's your 1B. You want to do 5D line things? Sweat's going to be out there. He's the first off the bench. He gets, you know, 25 to 30 snaps a game, just like Kinlaw, and he's effective in that. That's what his role would be as a rookie. And I think in the second round, that's worth it. He's fun right here. Gives me super Michael Carter vibes. Will Wake continue to be a concern, man? I don't know. It does. And you got to meet with him. I've never met with him, but just how much everybody loves this guy and how consistent he's been for 5 years. And it's been a constant uptrend. So you have a 5-year trend of increased performance, body type, conditioning. It's a challenge at that size. But you've got 5 consecutive good years in a row. The trend has been established. You know what I mean? Yeah, double team eater. Just awesome. Tush push killer. Oh, I like that. I wish he played with more leverage underneath, but he's so big. Vita Vea. Yeah, I think that's fair. The play style is a little bit different, but you're not pushing him off the ball. And so from that standpoint, for sure. Yeah, I like that. And then the last guy in this kind of range, Brandon Fisk, which I'm just going to be very upfront and honest. He's my number 6 and the last in this second round tier. I don't like his tape. I don't like it. I like him. I love his measurables. You could argue the best combine of any player of any position. Brandon Fisk, workout warrior, 6'5", 297. You're talking like, man, he could play D-end. He's so athletic. 31-inch arms, super short. That's bad. Not a Trent bulky guy. Tiny hands, 9 inches. 4.78 40, the fastest of all the D linemen. 1.68 10-yard, that's third best. 33-inch vertical, that's best of all the defensive linemen. 9.9 broad, number 1 for all defensive tackles. 26-bit. Like, the dude had the best combine. You turn on the tape, and he's fun. But, man, it's hard to find him making plays consistently. Like, there's bad plays consistently where he just gets blocked and is just out of the play. Doesn't push his guy back. Doesn't get off a block. Blah, blah, blah. Like, combine says second round pick. Tape says third round pick. Now, can you get it out of him? He's 24 years old. He was at Central Michigan for 5 years before transferring to Florida State. So is he already at the top of his thing? And he had a hard time whenever he transferred to Florida State. He was 23 years old playing college ball, and he still had to adjust to the level of athleticism in the ACC. Is he going to have to do that in the NFL too? And with the guy that's going to be 24 years old at the start of the season, that's rough. He's 3 years younger than most of these guys we're comparing him to. And so, Vince, I go back and forth with this, right? I do think that he can improve. And Vince says Vince is definitely a guy that can improve with some solid coaching, great athlete, needs coaching. But he's 24. He's going to be 28 years old after his rookie deal. Now, that's not really a concern. Like, if you get a guy that can play 4 years and contribute, whatever. But he's long in the tooth. So, like, you've got this issue of, man, he's the oldest in the class, but he's still developmental? I don't like that. Explosive, get off, is incredible, wins early. Balance, yeah. Insane athlete for his size, just a ball of energy. Looks like a running back during the combine drills. Can line up everywhere. Competitive, energetic. Get stonewalled too often. Will anchor perfectly against a double team on one play, and you're just like, hell yeah. Next play gets 10 yards driven off the ball. Better athlete than a football player. Loves to shoot gaps, work laterally. Just hard to evaluate. Age and short arms, that's two red flags. Now, he played 444 snaps. All right, cool. Six sacks in the ACC. Production's there. If you put a highlight tape of Brandon Fist together, you'll love him. You watch the game tape? Nah, right? And so what do I always say? I don't say this. Game tape don't lie. My axiom is this. Highlights is like a dating profile, right? You're only going to see the good. And the highlights of Brandon Fisk, ooh, this dude, why is he not married? Why is he not a first-round pick, right? But the game tape, that's like interviewing all the exes. You get the ghosts in the closet. You get to find out the bad news, right? The family history, all that stuff. Not saying he's got any of that bad stuff, but I'm just telling you, game tape tells me third round. Highlights, first round. So he's a little bit different. And Vince, you know, earlier in the show, you said this. I started. Fist does the groundhog thing sometimes for sure. Thanks for more perspective, improving the way we watch it. Man, thank you, Vince. You're the man. And yeah, he'll pop up and he does this. I wish he played behind his pads and his arms instead. You know, like I want him down. I don't want him under his pads. I want him behind, if that makes sense. Lead with power. He didn't play that way all the time, but the athleticism's there. And yeah, Freaky Fisk. I like that name. I do like that. And so where's he going to go? What's that going to look like? PFF 73.9 overall. That's not a first or second rounder. Pass rush 73.7. Run defense 69.4. I don't know what he does well. I really, really don't. Explosiveness, I get those things. And my athletic comp, yeah, Jerry Tillery. That's 2.0, man. Devontae Wyatt is my play style comp for him, but like these are both guys. Wyatt's doing better than Tillery. Like Tillery was a first round pick, right? He's on his fourth team already? I understand a lot of people are going to love Fisk, and I'm going to get hate over that. And I'm not saying you're right and I'm wrong. That's not what I'm saying at all. This is just my opinion. I don't like him. 49ers fits a 7. If we got him in the third round, I would love it. If we got him in the second round, I would be disappointed. And I have a late second round grade on him. But the next time I go through all these guys, for me, he's closer to the next tier than he is Root, Jenkins, and Sweat. That's where I got him now. And I'm hoping I find some more tape that I like better. And, you know, I even asked this question on Twitter. Here's the other poll I did. Yeah, I did this right before the show. I should probably update a little bit. But if the top two defensive tackles are off the board, Byron Murphy and Johnny Newton, which defensive tackle would you prefer the 49ers to get? And I put up Rook, Chris Jenkins, Devondre Sweat, and Brandon Fisk. Sweat got the most votes with 45%. Fisk got second with with 31%. Jenkins, 16%. Then Rook, 7%. It's almost opposite of my own personal ranks. That's okay. Disagreements are fine. Now, there weren't a lot of votes at that point, but the numbers are still the same. You know, there were only 86 votes whenever I took this snapshot. Now there's 250, and the numbers are about the same. Like, maybe I just like Rook way more than everybody else. And so I don't know. But, like, I'm not saying I don't want Brandon Fisk. I'm telling you, if you're asking me out of these six players who, I don't like the word bust, but, like, who doesn't even play through his rookie contract, it's Brandon Fisk. It's not even close. Those other guys, it's pretty damn hard to see him miss. Sweat, you could talk about his weight. That could be an issue. Chris Jenkins playing in the NFL for 8-plus years. You're a dominant run defender, worst-case scenario. Rook, gosh, that power and body, it belongs, period. And it transfers on tape. Johnny Newton and Byron Murphy, they're fine. They're first-round talents. But, like, Brandon Fisk, there is risk, major risk. There's risk with Fisk. Oh, I hate myself. I'm sorry to every. I'm sorry. That was terrible. Now, we've got five more guys, and we'll speed it up a little bit, but I don't want to. Again, this is a John Chapman selfish show. I am loving every second of this. I hope some of you guys, I know a lot of people turned it off, but man, you're going to learn about some names you haven't heard about. But before we do, best way to support the show right here.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
And, you know, yeah, I want to say this, and I'm just going to read these quotes. Like, I got to get Wade on the show. It's been too long. That dude's recording like 4 shows a day. He's such a beast, man. I freaking love that man. He just commented on that same poll. He said, it's Fisk. He gives me Aaron Donald vibes. And then he said Fisk is first round. The other are second rounder. So he's got a first round grade on Fisk. So I want to see what he sees that I'm missing. Because, yeah, the highlights, I agree with Wayne. You know, I don't want to, you know, beat a dead horse or whatever, but we'll see. Mosquito Killer, what's up, Sean? Miss you, brother. He says, love it, John. Always enjoying working and listening to. Appreciate you, man. Can't type much, but still here. I appreciate it, man. So let's continue with the madness. We are almost at the hour mark, and I don't care. I'm having so much fun, and I hope you guys are too. Before we close it, we got one more point from Vince. I see a lot of your points, John. And I think he might be one of those guys that can play defensive tackle or defensive end. I do agree. Athleticism's there. He does stunts and pass rush definitely better than run defense. Yeah, that is true. And if this league values anything, it's pass rush. He could bring that. NASCAR package, man, defensive tackle. Maybe that's his role that's easy. Some teams don't do that. But he's got a role. He's just got more risk. That's all. Now, the next tier guys. And let me open my, you know, I've got two guys in my next tier, Dwayne Carter out of Duke and Mason Smith out of LSU. These are my next two that I'm just like, okay, cool. And now we're getting into guys that a lot of people haven't heard of, and I want to pay them their proper respect because, you know, Dwayne Carter, this is a late third round pick. Niners are picking there. This is a very real possibility with these two players. Dwayne Carter, Duke, 6'3", 305. You know, arms 33 inches, 10 and quarter inch hands, 4.9940. All right, cool. 23 years old. Got better every year at Duke. That's the cool thing. Just I love positive trends with players because I want their best football ahead of them, not behind them. And you get to some of these players, and it's just like, man, you know, they were the number two player in the country coming out of high school, and then they didn't start until 4 years later. That's not a positive trend. You know, that's what I don't like. Not that you judge them off of being a freak in high school, but it's like, I want this. I want steady improvement. I want growth. And this guy has that. Jack of all trades type defensive tackle. Likes to stand straight up and read the backfield too often. This is a guy that stands up and peeks way too often. I did not like that. It's almost like he wanted to play linebacker. Great at occupying blockers in the run game. Will keep his linebackers clean. Can bull rush very well. And there are, man, there's so many snaps where it's like, oh, he just doesn't do it all the time. I'm like, man, dude, if you just bull rushed all the time, you would be so much more productive. Not saying that's what he should do, but his bull rushes are just like sweet. It's like, all right, he's got this in him. He just doesn't do it often. 50 games played at Duke, 3-time captain at Duke. God, I love that. I love that. More of a tackle for loss guy than a pass rush guy, than a sack guy. Check this out. Psychology major, minors in education and theater studies at Duke. Smart cat. And he's got pedigree. His dad, Dwayne Carter Sr., 3-time letterman at Ohio State, was a part of 3 Big Ten championships. Grandfather Raymond Carter is in the Hall of Fame at Youngstown State in track and football. Like, he's got the pedigree. Uncle, 3-year starter at Notre Dame as a running back. Like, pedigree, intelligence, work ethic, leadership, right? You're seeing all these things, and it's like, man, Niners covet those things so much. Plays all the time, 588 snaps. So he's on the top end of durability, experience, a lot of football to judge. He's just a fun guy. But 2 sacks, 5 quarterback hits. That's not his thing. 70.0 overall grade, 67 pass rush grade, 69 run grade. You're getting somebody that you're hoping is trending up, and he can do everything. Every single team's going to have him on their board. Is this a guy that's going to get a lot of sacks? No, we're in the 3rd round now. This is a guy that can get you a lot of snaps, not a lot of sacks. And he's not going to cost your team. So you're thinking about kind of a second tier backup defensive tackle that could be your number 3 or 4 and get a lot of snaps without costing Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw getting ran over. You see what I'm saying? Jaron Reed is my athletic comp. Travis Jones, my play style comp. And I got late 3rd, early 4th rounder. But my 49ers fit is an 8. Like, this dude fits. If he falls in the 4th round, it'd be perfect. 3rd round pick, I wouldn't be excited. But I think that's probably where he's going to go just because he's clean. Very clean. And so that's Dwayne Carter out of Duke, defensive tackle, fun player. It's just consistent, man. Like, if you're one of those people that's like, man, our 3rd round picks suck, this is a freaking layup down the fairway. Like, you ain't going to miss with him. Like, this dude might be in the league longer than Fisk. Fisk could be a starter. Dwayne Carter probably not going to be a starter. They're probably not what he's going to be. But you ain't missing with him. This is somebody that will be on an NFL team for a very long time. And in the 3rd round, 4th round, there's something to be said for that. It's not you're not going to miss on him. There's no miss. Logan says, if Khalil Davis could step up, he could be our 1B defensive tackle. I do think right now, if we're looking at the 49ers, your starters are Hargrave and Collins, done. I think Jordan Elliott's your 1B right now. And I think Khalil Davis might be your number 4, number 5. Let's see. Let's go through this real quick, because I think this is, you know, important. Because when we're talking about these guys, like, where are they going to fit? You know what I mean? And so, like, when we look at these positions, I'm pulling up the depth chart now. Here we go. Let me scroll down. Okay, Hargrave, Collins, Elliott. I think Kevin Givens, you know, I love that re-signing now, because Givens and Elliott are probably your backup. And then you've got Khalil Davis. Khalil Davis had some really bad tape. He got injured. I understand that. But that dude struggled. T.Y. McGill, backup only. Spencer Wagey, practice squad. Like, that's what we got. So, you know, you're 4 deep. Yeah, I like Hargrave, Collins, Elliott, Givens. That's 4 deep. Khalil Davis, you get anything, you're happy with it. But Givens, 1-year deal. You know, Elliott, you've got for 1 more year. You got to go get some guys. You got to go get some guys. You got to have some developmental guys. So we'll see kind of what that looks like. Here we go. Let's see this one. David says, Mason Smith, let's bridge it over, baby, was a Feldman freak, impressive body style. And Mason, you know, he met with the 49ers, 21 years old. This dude, you're talking freshman All-American, Mr. Louisiana type player, played at LSU. He's the first player ever in LSU's history to wear number zero. And that might not matter to some people, but like this dude had the highest of highest expectations heading into LSU. He had offers from everywhere. And he could have gone to any school he wanted to. He chose LSU. His tape, not the best, but the athleticism. And yeah, whenever Bruce Feldman puts you on your freak list, that is important. I mean, he's a damn good player. Yeah, Vince says Mason's fun. He is fun. Here we go. 6'6", 315. Dude's, he looks like a tight end, power forward type guy. Like, he could have played anything he wanted to. Like, he could be in the NBA, like, with that body. Like, he is built. 35-inch arms. Are you kidding me? Like, could have been an offensive tackle. Maybe that's what he should have been. Tiny hands, 8.5-inch hands. That doesn't make any sense. 5.0, 140. 1.75, 10 yard. Not good. 31 vert, good. 7.63 cone, not very shifty. It's 21. Length and heavy hands. Big frame. Lots of potential. Hasn't put it together yet. Plays behind his pads every play. I love that. I mean, he just freaking... I mean, he just wears and wears and wears. 582 snaps. So he's one of our Iron Men as far as 2023 goes, which is important because he tore his ACL in 2022. So to come back and play 582 snaps next year is gigantic. Hurt his ACL celebrating. Martin Gramatica. Not that... I don't know. I love players that celebrate. I love players. Like, we would practice celebrating, which sounds like cheesy, but like, whenever I coach, we practice celebrating. And not like, okay, we're going to celebrate at this minute. But when somebody made a play in practice, we celebrate that crap. When we get a turnover, we celebrate that. Like, that is huge. So, like, I like celebrating, but when you're tearing ACL doing it, that's rough. Anyway, was a freshman All-American. Like, he stepped on the scene and had it. It's just, this is the why he's the third round pick. Dude was the top of the world and, you know, projected to be a top 10 pick and all these things. Now we're talking about him in the third, fourth round. But a fun damn player. Tall but great leverage. Start of every game is his best tape. So conditioning's an issue. 49ers met with him. Why do teams meet with players? Medicals? You got to find out if they love football. That's probably what took place here. And I could be way off. I've never met the man. I've never met his family. I'm just telling you, I've been doing this for a while. I am on the verge of ending year 7 of this. And when teams meet with players, medical, do they love football? That's usually what it comes down to. You know, no issues with double teams. Not the best motor. Needs to learn how to disengage blockers when the bull rush doesn't work. Like, he is a bull rusher. But he played a lot, man. 3 sacks, 2 quarterback hits, 2 batted balls. He's going to get his hands on some passes. Now, PFF grades, 65.3 overall, not good. 76 grade pass rush, that's good. 55 run grade. He'll play behind his pads. He doesn't look. He's not controlling his gap. He's just pushing his guy in the backfield. He needs to be coached. That's my thing with him. You know, versatility's a 9, tackling's an 8. Outside of that, like, hand technique, 5, block shedding, 6, explosiveness, 6, pass rush moves, 5. Like, what do you do with them? But then you look at the athletic comps, he's Calais Campbell. They're the same person. He's 2 inches shorter, but like, the metrics, dude, that's who he is. That's what he looks like. You know, play style comps, Christian Barmore, just without the finish. Like, he's a first-round pedigree player. He got robbed of a year because of the ACL. I mean, he could play. He played 582 snaps in the SEC. Like, the dude could play. I got third-round grade on him. 49ers fits an 8. I mean he's as close to Kinlaw as you're going to get as far as body type, always, you know, pushing the offensive lineman back. He's got that in spades. But he's got to develop finish, a little bit of technique, some handwork, work ethic. That's why the Niners meet with him. And so that's why he's a third round pick instead of a second, because you put this guy off the bus first. You line him up next to Chris Jenkins, who's the mutant. Mason Smith looks like an NFL player more than he does. Like, he's how you build him. There's just an issue there. You see what I'm saying? So I think that hopefully that makes sense. Logan says, I wish Mason was more consistent. Mason doesn't play enough, says Depster. Yeah, that injury was huge. But 582 snaps in 2023, I don't have any issues with the medical, the ACL. Maybe there's something else. I don't know. But like 582 snaps, that's legit. But yeah, the injuries. I mean, he was a freshman All-American. And, you know, that ACL derailed his process. This dude was going to be a top 10 pick. Take a gamble on it. I don't know. Vince, another guy who needs great coach. Yep. Guess we got a good one. Kucerik special. Love it. Sorry for singing out loud there. That was terrible. Now, that's my tier. And the last tier has three guys in it. McKinley Jackson out of A&M, Michael Hall Jr., Ohio State, and Leonard Taylor III. That's my top 11. Okay. So let's go through these guys, and hopefully you're still with us. I'm having fun. I know I'm having more fun than everybody else, and that's okay. I hope. I just freaking love this, man. God, the draft is fun. And if you want all my notes and stuff, you know, this is something that the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon, you get it. Any level, you get it. I give it to everybody. I'm probably going to have it out after the first week of April. Usually April 10th is kind of my target date. That way you get it, you know, 3.5 weeks before the draft, and all my notes and blah, 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 blah. I don't know how many pages, about 90 to 100 pages worth of stuff, 250 players. So anyway, let's get to McKinley Jackson. And let me just say this. I hate Texas A&M with a passion. I can't stand them. I love this player. I really like McKinley Jackson. And, you know, you look at mock draft database has him 120 overall. I'm way higher on him than consensus. So this is probably going to be a rush crush guy. Usually I try to pick about 15 guys that I'm higher on than expectation. I love McKinley Jackson. I hate A&M and I hated watching his tape. It made me sick. I'm so excited Texas gets to beat their rear ends again. But 6'2", 325. Nose guard, nose tackle type, run stuffer type, bigger defensive tackle than the 49ers usually go after. But, man, he is fun. It's just all heart, man. Like, I try to come up with, like, a word or two that signifies every player. McKinley Jackson is heart. That, like, if you like Kerry Hyder, you love McKinley Jackson. Like, he's not a guy that can play tackle and edge. He's just tackle. He's a little stout in the britches. But the 49ers met with him. 22 years old, 33 and 7-inch arms. He's got long arms, 10-inch hands, 5'2", 6'40". He's big. He's a big dude. 23-inch vertical. John Chapman. That's John Chapman territory. Great push for centers consistently. Great motor for a big guy. Seems to always in pursuit around the ball. Like, one thing I wish I could get access to that would help me is the GPS tracker. And so what teams are doing now, speed and miles per hour, whatever, that's cool, is as soon as the play is blown dead, the player's tackled, right, and they blow it dead, they get a snapshot of every defensive player's GPS tracker and their shoulder pads distance to the ball at the end of the play, right? Those are my guys. I want guys that track to the ball. I don't care what position, safety, corner, linebacker, DT, DN, don't care. It's Chase Young effect. I want guys that are going to chase down the ball. You want, like, I want guys around the freaking pile or in the pile. That is this dude to a T. McKinley Jackson is always around the ball. Like, you watch one play and you're like, that dude loves football. That dude loves football. And so again, Niners met with him. Two reasons. Medical, do they love football? And so they're trying to see, like, okay, the tape says this dude is the most committed of committed. Maybe they wanted to see that and try to figure out. I don't know. I want to interview this kid. I do, because you just watch him play one play and you're like, that guy loves this. Every play. Played 430 snaps, does have a tight upper body, lets blockers into his chest way too often, balance is an issue, on the ground way too much, but will be a coach's favorite. Leaves a lot to be wanted rushing the passer, but you find a way to get him on the field, and he just makes plays. Like, he is just always there. He's always there. And so his ceiling, like that's what's funny. Like, I look at my list. Like, I can't have Mason Smith and McKinley Jackson in the same tier. I can't. Because Mason Smith has the highest of highest ceilings, but you're worried about a lot of, like, does he want it? McKinley, you know he wants it, but he's got a low ceiling. That's why he's a fourth-round guy. That's why he's a day three guy. Because this dude's not going to be a starter, probably. He could be a starter, but, like, he's never going to be a Pro Bowler. And I don't want to say never, but that's what you're moving forward with this. But this is a freaking, gosh, he's making a team. He's making a team, man. He was Mississippi Mr. Football in high school. And just, he's just freaking fun. Four sacks, two quarterback hits, nose guard type, 76.8 PFF overall, 70 pass rush, 76 run defense. He just helps. I don't know what else to say. He just runs. My athletic comp is Brandon Mebane. My playstyle comp's Mozzie Smith, but they're two completely different builds, right? But they have the same effect. And so you're getting somebody that's going to push the interior and run all over the place, but he just looks different. He just looks different. I have fourth round grade on him, 49ers fit 7. He's a little bigger than most our defensive tackles, like thick in the britches. Like, they don't mind big, but they want, like, good weight big. This isn't a good weight big guy. Like, he's thick. He's thick. He's on the John Chapman meal plan. So that's McKinley Jackson. I like him. I do like him a lot. But again, that's a lower ceiling, higher floor guy. He's an all-out carry hider, hustle, going to make some plays. Hopefully that makes sense. Shot J, he says, I love nerding out over draft stuff with people smarter than me. Keep going. I hope you're talking about me, and I appreciate that. Right here, review says this. Hey, John, you think we possibly bring in a kicker in the undrafted free agent to compete with Jake Moody? Yeah, usually a lot of teams do. Now, last year they did that because Moody couldn't kick consistently. He had day on, day off, day on, day off. So I don't know. They'll probably bring somebody in. Yeah, they work out kickers and stuff. But I don't know if they want to use a 90-man spot on it like they did last year. So I doubt it. I doubt it. So, yeah, take that for what you want. Let's see here. Floyd, the barber, he says, do you think the 49ers will invest in a McKinley Jackson type for once? I'd like to. I think there's room on this team for it. There's room on the roster for it. And you spend a fourth rounder on him. I think that's probably where he's going to go. You got three picks there. Like, yeah, I would like that. I really, really would. Because we lost Kinlaw, who was our bigger DT. You lost Armstead, who's a gigantic DT. You could definitely use that. Oh, Jesse coming in with the hashtag CC. An hour 15 in the episode. I love it. Better late than never. And I appreciate you, Jesse. Thank you so much, man. I love seeing that. It brought a smile on my face. All right, here we go. We got two more. My number 10 player, Michael Hall Jr. out of Ohio State. And, you know, you look at mock draft database, they've got him their number 69 player overall. Nice. They got him just behind Rook, ahead of Mason Smith, ahead of a lot of these guys. I was much lower on him. I didn't like his tape near as much. Now, he didn't work out. 6'2", 280. He's small, man. Like, is he a defensive end? Is he a D? Like, he's a tweener. 21 years old. Like, raw upside. Project player. I don't know. Shoots the gaps with the best of them. Undersized, but uses to his advantage. Great at getting offensive line hands off of him. My problem is, he either wins or gets destroyed. There is no average rep with Michael Hall Jr. at Ohio State. It's either awesome or terrible. He can't anchor to save his life. So he either slips or he gets driven 10 yards off the ball. So consistency, this is a developmental player. Now, You know, people got him going in the second and third round. I like part of me, what did I put for? I put a 49ers fits a 5. And I think I'm gonna slip it a little more. I'm gonna put a 4. Like, he might not be on my board. Now, I don't do that to players, but if you're somebody that predicates defensive line on stopping the run, right? What's the phrase through now 4 defensive coordinators that we're going to hear? Stop the run to earn the right to rush the passer. This dude's rough. He's a pass rusher only. Looks like a linebacker. No bad weight on him. It's going to be hard to get. He's at 280. It's going to be hard to get this dude to 295. It really, like, you're going to have to lose a lot of the explosiveness and pack on some bad weight. Like, I don't know. He wins early or doesn't win at all. Double teams, major issue. Might be a pass rushing defensive tackle only. Will not be on several teams board. He's just a true tweener. Played 413 snaps. Grades, 77 overall PFF, 84 pass rush. That's where he's good. 69, nice. Another 69. Run defense. What do you do with them? Athletic comp is Osa Odigizuma. Play style comp, Christian Covington. He's somebody that's going to be an NFL journeyman that's going to take multiple years to figure it out. Do you use a pick in the fourth round on a guy like that that's probably going to spend a third round pick? I just don't see it for the 49ers. So, you know, I don't take players off my board, but I think lots of other teams will. He's a good player, but somebody that just wants a pass rushing defensive tackle. That's what he's going to do. And I'm with you, Depster. And here's what's funny. You know, I've been doing this draft stuff. This would be our 8th year. At the start of the draft, that's when I started. So this, I'm finishing up year 7 now, right? And if there's one school that if I criticize a player from that I get the most flack, it's Ohio State, man. They are the very passionate fans. They're like the Eagles fans where they just attack, man. I hate that, but... Yeah, Logan, winner gets destroyed. Like, that's it. Somebody's winning. There's no ties. that's Michael Hall. So, and then the last player, my number 11, is Leonard Taylor III from Miami. He's number 99 on mock draft draftable, so I'm a little lower on him than consensus. 6'3", 305, 5.140. Measurables aren't too much. 22 years old, strength. He's strong. Crazy built, jacked up linebacker is what he looks like, but he stands straight up every single play. Just boop, pops right up. Hard to find consistent way in which he wins. Tight upper body lets alignment lock onto him too often. You're drafting an athlete who you hope has his best football ahead of him. This is a hope draft. You're drafting the body type. Needs good coaching, but the body is NFL worthy. It will get him drafted sooner than his tape suggests. Been in Miami his whole life, played at Palmetto High School, went to Miami, was the number 3 overall player in the country coming out of high school. This is somebody I'd want to talk to because it's just 1 sack, 3 quarterback hits, played 300 snaps. There's questions everywhere. 74 PFF grade, 82 pass rush. Okay, that's good. 64 run defense. I do not like it, man. Athletic comp, Javon Hargrave. That's what he's measured out and tested as. Like, he's Hargrave was like a fourth round pick. Star Lutulele, that's kind of my play style, reminds me, but Star was just so strong. He would throw guys whenever I remember watching him. He'd stand up, look, discard. He was a 2-gap player. You get the same thing for the first count with Leonard. Taylor III, he'll posture himself well, but then he stays there. He doesn't discard. I don't know. My 49ers fits a 4. I don't think it fits. I don't see it. The body type fits, the strength fits, but not very good against the run. Doesn't finish, not productive, but the talent's there. Body type's there. Lots there. I don't know. That's my top 11, man. Ah, I loved it. So going back through it, Byron Murphy 1, Jerzon Newton 2, Rook 3, Chris Jenkins 4, T'Vondre Sweat 5, Fisk 6, Dwayne Carter 7, Mason Smith 8, McKinley Jackson 9, Michael Hall Jr. 10, and Leonard Taylor the 3rd comes in number 11. Now, definitely players can jump up into that. I'm still working through it. But yeah, man, it's fun, man. 120 minutes or an hour and 20 minutes. I'm smart. I could tell time. This was fun, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll be going through some other positions, but tomorrow I'm really, really excited. I'll be on with Al and Brian, 49ers No Huddle. It'll be on this channel as well, but that's going to be at 3:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so look forward to that one. That one's going to be a much more Q&A, bouncing around, not as draft heavy, so hopefully you don't unsubscribe from, you know, me nerding out. Vince, appreciate you. He says, thanks, John. That was a good time. All right, we got one. And Vince is worth way more than one. But if we got one, I'll take it. I will freaking take it. So thank you, guys. Enjoyed listening to me blather on about those 11. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.